The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Pregame coverage, followed by your opening tip-off, is coming up right after these messages from our Care Radio sports boosters.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
But we welcome you to the Marshall Mountain Academy campus and the Hammer T Gymnasium. We're going to set for high school hoops in the Northeast Kansas League tonight. Marshall Mountain Academy playing host to Jefferson County North. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph, our producer and engineer, and just whatever needs done. Gets it done, guy. Joseph in the studio tonight. Young man, thank you. Tom Calson here, courtside, and there is a phenomenal crowd on hand here tonight. It's always good to see a turnout like this for these youngsters' games. So we're like looking down through the starters as they're being introduced by the PA guide here tonight. And get three of them, four of them, and there's going to be five of them. Let's bring those starters to you. What do you say? First of all, four. Jefferson County North. Under head coach Steve Knoll coming into the ballgame tonight at 9-3. 7-1 in the NEKL. They're going to be starting Riley Thompson and Clara Johnson. Taylor Schrick, Abby Laird, Emily Langley. Four. Marhill Mount Academy, they're going to be starting Hope Banowitz and Capri Keckner, Riley Cox, Bethany Urban, and Caitlin Folsom. Joseph, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back. Bring you some starters, bring you the tip right after this.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at 2nd Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
Dreaming of a vibrant, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care's six-step program makes it a reality. Tailored treatments in Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. Customize your plan. Choose all six rounds or select what suits you. Call for a free estimate and ask about their prepaid discount. Your dream lawn is just a call away at Urban Lawn Care, where they nurture dreams into reality.
We'll be right back.
Back with you here in Atchison, Kansas. Good set to go to tonight's high school hoops here on Care Radio this evening. Mark Hillman Academy at home, the home whites with gold and black. For Jefferson County North, it is that bright green with white lettering and a trim. Coming into the center circle, jumping off, Caitlin Folsom for MHMA, and it'll be Emily Langley coming in for Jefferson County North. All right. Here we go. The ball goes up. The tip in the middle. Abby feeds Emily. Boom. Quickly as that. It is a JCN lead 2-0. 9 seconds into the ball game. Give the bucket to Emily Langley. 2-0. JCN just underway. Driving down to the right side. A wild running shot is thrown skyward, and we're going to get a foul call, and it'll put Urban at the free throw line. She just put her head down and charged down the baseline, driving the ball in, but a foul is going to be called on Clara. It'll be her first free throw. No. One more shot coming up for Urban. 7:39 to go in the opening quarter. It is 2-0. JCN, this one is good. Ravens are on the board. It's 2-1. So Urban will be 1 of 2 at the line tonight. Up forward the basketball around the right side is going to be Clara Johnson. She'll dribble with the left hand, work her way back over to the left, swings it over to the left edge. MHMA is going to go a little player defense. Now it's going to be knocked away, but Riley's able to pick it back up. Goes to free throw line. They'll feed in the middle in the pass. Bad pass is going to be stolen. Here comes Urban. Too slow. Knocked away from behind by Riley Thompson, who caught Bethany from behind this side to basketball, knocks it out of bounds. And it'll be Banowich putting in play down to the baseline. It'll come in to Folsom over to the left with 7:11 to go in the opening quarter. The feet over to the right side to drive underneath the lane, trapped underneath, a shot up, and wow, tough foul on Abby Laird. Folsom had gotten trapped beneath the goal, so she lunges forward toward the free throw line, trying to throw the ball behind her and behind her head, and does not hit the basket or the bucket, but does go on the foul and will hit the first free throw. MHMA is tied the game at 2. Second free throw for Folsom, way short. Rebounding it down is going to be Abby Laird. It's a 2-2 ball game. Up the floor with it. Over to the left side, that's going to be Riley Thompson with it. Feet to the right, underneath, Laird goes up. She gets hacked over to the back, and Abby Laird will be coming to the free throw line. So in a minute 5, we've had 3 fouls called already. Which team's got the deeper, better bench? This foul is going to be on Urban. Bethany, foul number 1. Abby's free throw, rims all the way around. It won't go down. One more shot coming up for Laird. Jason will take his time, looking to regain the lead that they started with at the beginning of the game, and will on Abby Laird's second free throw. It is 3-2. Back up the court with the basketball. MHMA out on top to Folsom. Little head fake. Laird not biting that. Now the feed to the right side of the lane. Keckner falling away. Ball misses, and a rebound is going to be taken away by Riley Thompson. Riley brings it down the floor, lobs it over to the left side, and he was looking, I guess, for Langley, but that pass was way off the mark. Way too high, long, far, uncatchable, goes out of bounds. And back up with it will come MHMA. So here we are, minute and a half into the game. Neither team has played particularly well. Only bucket belongs to JCN. Got some couple of free throws in the mix. Plenty of fouls. And now driving in, pushing in, Keckner shot up. Nope, rebound. Here comes the Chargers. Then Riley Thompson, the freshman, bringing it up with a little left-hand dribble. Dumps it over to the left side to Clara. She'll feed it underneath to Emily. On the floor, one time through, two defenders. She gets fouled. Emily had turned, squared up, and from about 6-7 feet away, at about the 7 o'clock position to the rim, had set that shot up. It's going to be foul number 1 by Folsom. Free throw? Yes. Langley will collect her third point of the ball game with 6:02 to go in the opening quarter, putting JCN in front by a pair at 4-2. One more shot coming up for Langley. That one will not go in, and neither team shooting free throws very well. The rebound is going to be cleared away off the floor. Ravens are going to bring it up, and here comes Urban. She'll cross at the middle and wave it over to the right side. Now the ball to the free throw line is going to be slapped away from Kettner. Again, Kettner had no idea that defender was playing her that well, and the feed down the right side. The ball's going to be batted away and stolen back by the Ravens. MHMA coming up the floor, and that's going to be Urban bringing it down the left side at 5.5 to go in the opening quarter. Not a lot of points here tonight. Driving in, Kettner, running shot, going to be up and good. Put all of her might into that winner. She lunged and pushed it skyward, and the game is tied at 4. We've got 5:20 to go in the opening quarter. Jefferson County North into the forecourt. These two teams met already once this year, back on the 5th of December, 2 months ago. And now another pass for Langley. She's not able to haul in. In that first meeting, it was a 50-40 Raven win. 5 minutes of play in the opening quarter. It is 4-4. So what are we on? You know, roughly 36-point kind of a pace for these two teams. 40 will win this one at this rate. Skip pass comes over to the left side, chasing with the basketball. Here's Abby Laird near the top of the key. Abby being guarded by Folsom. Gets it over to the right side to Langley. Back off on top is going to be Clara. Guarded by Banowitz. Clara goes in, splits two defenders, and Folsom coming in late to the party, reaches in, picks up the foul. It'll be her second. MHMA scrambling to run a player to the scorer's table as Folsom, with 4.5 to go in the first quarter, has 2 fouls. First free throw is in, and that's going to be the first point of the game for JCN senior Clara Johnson. So Folsom comes out, Banowitz comes out of the game for MHMA. Clara's second free throw on its way off to the right side, but she gets the shooter's roll. Get them both. And Jane's standing in front now at 6-4. Approaching the midpoint of the opening quarter. Ravens going to the right. MHMA ball left side, feeds over to the right block. Falling away, the shot is up by Adams. It's about 2 feet short. It's going to be caught on the fly by Langley. Here come the Chargers. Into the forward court, Clara Johnson, little right-hand dribble. Working in front of Urban, jumps it over to the left side. Holding it up high is going to be Schrick. Taylor drives around to the right side. Looks for the middle and instead feeds it over to the right edge. Now stepping in and we're going to get a block. We're going to have another Raven foul. Let's see who this one is going to be on, shall we? This is going to be on senior Riley Cox, new member to the team, just joined the program this year. So Riley Cox will have her first foul. It'll be Raven team foul 4. And now, as the ball gets away beneath, as Grum for the basketball, the official is going to call another foul. We've had 7 fouls in the first 5 minutes here tonight. Ravens walk it slowly up the floor. Skip pass over to the right side. They'll swing it to the left. Down to, comes to Urban. She'll start low. Nearly loses the dribble. Has to reach out. Catches it back in. Here's a 3. Launch left side. Clanks off the rim. No good. And the rebound is going to be taken down by Johnson. 3.5 to go in the opening quarter. Over to the left side of the basketball. Skip pass in the middle. Langley double team. Turn shoots anyway and scores it. Emily Langley has 5. And it is 8-4 JCN. And we're going to get a timeout, Ravens. MHMA taking a timeout. So shall we. 3:17 to go in the first. It is Chargers 8, Ravens 4.
The 6-pack and a pound is now $2 off at Taco John's. But what's the right occasion to enjoy 6 crunchy tacos loaded with seasoned beef plus a pound of potato olay? How about date night, movie night, thousand-piece puzzle night, picnics in the park, picnics in your kitchen, camping, tailgates, anniversaries, bribing friends, bribing pets, bribing yourself, birthdays, holidays, and any day that ends in Y? To name a few. The 6-pack and a pound, now $2 off, only from Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
Hey, coming out of the timeout. Morehead Mount Academy puts its same starting group out of the court for Jefferson County North. One adjustment is they're going to bring Gwen Blattner into the game. Ravens with the basketball, turning it by four. Skip pass over to the right side. Cody has it, launches across all alone, uncontested underneath, and an easy layup off the back door for Urban. Nobody picked her up. Bethany has three of her team's 6 points. It is 8-6 JCN. And now the Chargers will turn it over on the upcourt play, and the turnover is going to be committed by Blattner. Gwen, only a freshman. You see, you got two freshmen up there, the guard spots right now for JCN. Diving into the lane, Keckner, four steps later, the shot is up, no good. Rebound's going to be battled for, scrum for, jump ball called, possession arrow, Ravens. So JCN, you got Karina Johnson, freshman, Gwen Blattner, freshman, out of the court. You got Abby Laird's out there, Clara Johnson. Here's the baseline jump shot, air ball, wide to the right side. That is off the hand of Kickner, and JCN brings it up the floor. The drive left, the shot goes up, and shot's going to miss. We better go back down. Ravens, Urban drives down, changes hands, goes up, gets it in one. So give Urban the bucket, she'll tie the game, and it's an opportunity at a conventional three with 2:21 to go in the first quarter. Team fouls four apiece, so we're at 8 fouls now in the first 5.5 minutes. And JCN is going to make a trio of substitutions, getting some starters back out on the floor. Urban's free throw, no. Rebound JCN. So Urban unable to collect the three-point play, and we are tied at 8. A little over 2 minutes ago in the first quarter. Cross-court pass, back off on top. JCN works the outside. Drives to the baseline, off the block, gets it to Abby. She'll launch it out on top, and another bad pass from Abby. She's stolen away by MHMA. And here come the Lady Ravens with 1:50 to go in the first. Cutting into the lane, Cody will throw that right into the arms of Langley. Slaps her hands in frustration as she goes up the floor, and the Ravens go back on defense. Here's a feed in the middle. Laird goes up, no. Langley goes up, yes. So Emily Langley collects her 7th point of the game, and JCN goes back up by 2 with 1.5 minutes to play. Quarter number 1 is 10-8. Low scoring business here at the Haverty Gym. Here's Keckner, puts up a shot, gets that one to fall. Shooters will shoot, and Capri is a shooter, and she's put up a lot of shots already tonight, knocking that one down. It is 11-10, and for the first time tonight, MHMA is in front. We've got 1 minute to go in the first. Skip pass, the turnaround shot is going to be up and short by Laird. She's having some struggles in this one here tonight. Now, Coach Nolan is going to take her out of the game with 1 minute to play in quarter number 1. Ravens are going to be bringing it back up the floor. 11-10. MHMA. Urban hasn't been out of the game yet. Feeds it to the left side. Now underneath, Adams with the ball. Bounces it off an opponent's foot. It goes out of bounds. It'll come back in to get to the Ravens. They'll bring it in down to the baseline. She looks in, has nowhere to go, brings it to Urban, who immediately throws up an air ball, and it's going to sail out of bounds. No, it's going to be saved at the baseline. Here's another three, and that one is going to be good for MHMA. 14-10 Ravens. Half a minute to go. And on the upcourt play, we're going to get a blocking foul call. That's a home call. Good break for Morehead Mount Academy. Half a minute to go. Folsom with her two fouls. Coach is feeling good about putting her back into the game. So the Ravens have the basketball, leading it by 4. And they are on a 6-0 run right now. Urban will bring it up. Being told to slow it down and not take that quick shot. Probably run this thing down to the end of the quarter. They dish it over to the right side to Keckner. Back it'll come to Urban. Out on top it'll go to Rink. Haven't seen her out there yet tonight. Back over to the right side to Kechner. Rink on top at 8. Kechner, she'll go in, stumble her way into the lane, miss the shot, and on the rebound, jump ball. And the Chargers are going to have it back with only 3 seconds to go in the quarter. Going to yank Folsom back out of the game because defensively she's susceptible to picking up that third foul in the opening quarter. Inbound pass is going to be batted away out of play. Back it'll come again. Jefferson County North with the basketball. Putting it in play from the near side is going to be Blattner. Up the court comes, stopped in the backcourt. That was bad idea and bad ball handling. And we've come to the end of an opening quarter. I think both teams are better. Five. We go to the second quarter here in Atchison, Kansas. JCN trails Morehouse Academy 14-10.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison. You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Back with you here in Atchison, Kansas. After a quarter, Morehouse Academy led by Capri Kechner with 8, Urban 5-1 for Folsom. For Jefferson County North, 7 for Emily Langley. You got Clara Johnson with 2 and 1 for Abby Laird. Here we go to the second quarter. Don't forget the guys game coming up after this, so don't go away. Braves are going to be putting the ball in play to begin the second quarter. They'll feed it down to the baseline right. Urban will drive across. Her little reverse layup is not even close. And on the rebound, jump ball is going to be called. And Adams rolls to the floor. We're going to call a jump ball. It'll come back to JCN. 7:40 to go in the first half. Now JCN will break the press by going all the way into the forecourt. There's Clara running jump shot up and good. Morehouse Academy decided to go to some full court pressure. Chargers beat it up the floor rather easily in a half a minute into the second quarter. It's a 2-point game at 14-12. Kechner goes back to the right side, runs into Laird. She cannot get through there. And great defense by Abby. Here comes JCN off the Kechner turnover. Chargers with the basketball, trying to get by a pair. They'll come way out on top. Riley Thompson back over to the left. 3-point shot. Clara, boom! From deep in the left side. Shane Cian goes back in front. It's 15-14. Baseline right. Adams, topside Kechner. Another shot. That one missing. Rebound underneath to Langley. Here comes Jefferson County North. The feet underneath. Langley steps inside. Rotates. That's too strong. Rebound. Pulled down by MHMA. 6.5 to go in the first half. Quickly over to the left side where the running three is set sail and missed. This time Langley will rebound the miss from Banowitz. Here comes Jefferson County North. 15-14. Lady Chargers in front. 6:15 to go and rolling along in the first half. Into the forecourt with the basketball. That's going to be Taylor Schrick. Swings it over to the right side to Clara. Johnson will feed right side of the free throw line. Langley hands it there. Goes to Laird, top of the key. Laird will square up. Go from 18. Wow, what a shot. Abby Laird for two. It's now 17-14. 5:55 to go. JCN pushed the lead to 3. 7-0 run for the Lady Chargers right now. Cross-court pass by Adams is going to be thrown away. Here come the Chargers. Up with it is going to be Clara. She'll start to the left side, swing it over to the right. Gets it in the corner. Baseline three is short. Offensive board, way too high up the block. And on the rebound, they're going to call a foul. Remember the arm. It's going to be the second of the ball game for Abby. first foul of the second quarter by either team. Officials really went a long time this time. We got a couple of minutes into the quarter before a first foul is called. First quarter was marred with many, many whistles. 17-14 is your score right now. Ravens with the ball. Out on top is going to be Banowitz. Feeds into Kechner. Back out on top. The shot from the outside, very short. Rebounding it down. Jefferson County North. Up the floor is going to be Taylor. Taylor has the ball stripped away. Stolen back for the Ravens. MHMA comes back on offense, trailing by three. Banowitz will have it right side. Swings it over to Cox. Down low now to Folsom. She'll work to the top. No room. Back over to the right side. Cox will launch one, and it's in. So the first points of the ball game for Riley Cox ties the thing at 17. 4.5 to go in the first half. Now the ball is going to be knocked away. Players on the floor. No foul called. Braves are going to get it and bring it back up the court. We're approaching the midpoint of the second quarter. Urban will have it up top side. Skipped it to the free throw line to Kechner. Defenders surround her, reaching. Oh, a foul is going to be called here. Official on the near side says the foul is on Clara. It'll be a couple of fouls now for Clara Johnson. She will come out. Checking in for JCN is going to be another freshman, Carly Porter. Backing in Folsom, backing in Folsom. Now Folsom's going to have the ball. Reached in on and stolen away by a tiny guard. Up the court with it, she's going to come. Dumps it over to the left side. And the ball is going to be stolen back by MHMA. Chargers kind of snoozing on the up court. And the defense coming up the floor, pursuing the basketball. Here's a three. That wasn't very close. And a rebound is going to be saved in the corner by Urban. Comes out on top. Banowitz will launch one and hit it. Banowitz with the shot and her first points of the game. And for MHMA, lots and lots of shots, and their scores coming from the outside have kept them in this game. 3.5 to go in the first half. Basin runs right side. Baseline shot is up, won't go. And on the rebound, we get a jump ball called possession arrow. But we cannot see it from the end. Officials have made no noticeable indication, but it would appear from the alignment of everybody it's going to be Raven basketball. 3.5 to go. First half. Urban walks it up the floor. She's looking pretty winded out there. She's been out on the floor the entire game. Has not been off. Ravens lead by a score. Back over to the left side. Another three launched, and that one missed. And a rebound batted for. It's going to be saved by Langley. Here come the Chargers. Baseball pass other end of the court. Going in once, going in twice. Shot no. Paulo Langley. Shot no. Rebound underneath by the Ravens. Outlet down the floor. Banowitz misses. Rebound Langley. Back up court with it. Clara Johnson. Clara staying out there with those couple of fouls. 2:40 to play in the first half. Here's Laird with it. Langley to the top. MHMA will stay with its player defense. JCN's got them lined up from sideline to sideline. Clara Johnson right side. Laird busts to the free throw line. Shoots it up and in. Abby Laird with two more. And it is seven, or rather, it is now 20-19. 2:15 to go. First half. Ravens in front by a point. Baseline three for Cox. Air ball caught on the fly on the other side of the rim by Taylor Schrick. Now Taylor needs some help. Somebody's got to come help her, and Coach Snow's going to run out of the floor, and he's going to take a timeout. Rescuing his player in the possession. We're taking a timeout, Joseph, at a minute 57 to go in the opening half. It is MHMA 20, JCN 19.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
We'll be right back.
Jefferson County North coming out of the timeout. We'll put the ball in play from the backcourt. And up with it will come Clara Johnson, the senior off guard. 2019 Morgan Mount Academy in front. The Ravens 10-2. Perfect in the conference on top. JCN 7-1 right behind him. Their only loss coming to JCN in game one between these two teams. Now, as the shot goes up, it's missed. And on the floor, the rebound results in a jump basketball. And Coach Nola is racing three substitutions into the game. Not sure just who else coming in and coming out. Players continuing to rotate in and out. They take Folsom back out of the game for the Ravens. Inbound pass, slapped away. Back it'll come again to Jefferson County North. Caitlin Folsom, 1 point so far tonight. Very limited playing time. Got foul trouble. Ball looking to come in play. Comes out on top. Abby from 16. No. Rebound, Emily. Are they going to call her for a foul from behind? They are. 1:32 to go in the first half. Coach Steve Noel complaining to one of the officials about that call, but not complaining to the official who made it. So, probably not real helpful. Now, here's a pass that's going to be off the open palms of Adams. It goes out of bounds to the baseline, and backup's going to come to Jefferson County North. Chargers bring it in, and up the left side is going to come Clara. Bert to the left, into the right, straight down the lane, pulls up from eight, gets it. Clara Johnson. Only a half a dozen points so far for Clara, but she'll put JCN in front, 21-20. And we're at a minute eight to go in the first half. Out on top, it's going to be Urban. Skips it to the free throw line, driving in. Multiple steps taken again by Kechner. The shot goes up, off the back, no rebound, Jeff North. 50 seconds to go in the half, 21-20. Chargers have the basketball at a one-point lead. Claire Johnson way up high, working between both circles. Starts to the right side. Urban drops back to defender. Little lob pass over to the left. The feet underneath for Langley. Her shot is up. It's in. Counted and one for Emily. Give her the bucket. Makes the score now 23-20. And let's see against whom the foul will be called. We're not getting anybody putting anything up on the scoreboard yet. And the official comes over and it's rather unclear. So we may not know. Oh, they're going to call this foul on Adams. The free throw's up, missing. Rebounding it down, Ravens. 23-20. MHMA, three-point shot, Urban. Good looking shot, and it's way off. So far off, it goes off the window and in. Urban, way too much stuff on it, but got the shooter's bounce. And now the Chargers get triple-teamed in the backcourt. The running shot misses. The offensive foul misses, and there's a foul that's going to put Kickener at the free throw line. 3 seconds left in the half, and it's a tie game at 23. This foul will quickly be registered. It is going to be on Taylor Schrenk. The first free throw is good. And Kechner continues to lead MHMA in scoring tonight. Second free throw is also good. And the Ravens go up by a pair. And again, JCN is not going to be able to deal with the defense and get the ball up the floor. We're going to take a timeout and go to halftime. Intermission in Atchison in the ladies' game. At the break, Morgan Mount Academy 25, JCN 23.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Tons and tons of games going on around the care listening area tonight. Happy that you've decided to join us for this one. It's a pretty good game, 25-23, very close between the number one and number two teams on the ladies' side in the Northeast Kansas League. A recap of the opening half scoring for you. And let's do a little quick math. First of all, for Jefferson County North, 9 points for Emily Langley. Half a dozen, Clara Johnson, 5, Abby Laird. So for JCN, the points have been pretty centralized and pretty localized between those players. For Morehill Mount Academy, pacing away is going to be Keckner. She's got 13 in the first half. 8 for Urban, 3 apiece for Banowitz and Cox, and 1 for Folsom. See if my math is good. 9, 10, 11, 12. Pretty close. Here we go. Pretty good first half for these teams. For Morehill Mount Academy, got to be pretty candid. It's very different, two different styles of basketball. JCN moves the ball in the middle. They look for the two bigs, Abby Laird, Emily Langley. There's where their points are coming. For Morehill Mount Academy, it is wide open perimeter shooting. Of their 28 points, 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18 have come on three-point shots. So 18 of the 25 points for the Ravens are from the perimeter. Guys are out warming up. Don't forget, stick around. We're going to have the guys' game after this one, but right now we're taking a break. Second half of the ladies' game will be next, but with the intermission score, Morehill Mount Academy 25, JCN 23. Back we go to Joseph for halftime.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tums, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
Union State Bank of Atchison is here to help you build your business. Like you, they are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For their fellow local businesses, they offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money markets and business savings accounts. They have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of their 8 convenient locations to talk with their team. NMLS number 654946. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays, and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7 as we're bringing you high school basketball from the Morehill Mount Academy gym in South Atchison. We will return to the girls' game against JCN in just a few minutes. Taking a look at the Care Country sports calendar, tomorrow we've got Benedictine Ravens basketball action for you at 2 p.m. with the women's game as the ladies and the men's team are on the road in Canton, Missouri. The men will take to the court at 4 p.m. Tuesday night brings us to high school basketball as Marhill Mount Academy is on the road in Oskaloosa. Tune in right around 6 p.m., 6:15 or so at the latest. Those games normally run pretty well at Oskaloosa. And the boys should be taken to the court sometime right around 8 or so. BC's on tap for Wednesday night as we've got the Ravens playing host to Mid-America Nazarene University. The 5:30 women's tip, and the men will tip around 7:30. I'll be back in just a moment.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays, and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Find your future at FW Houston Medical Center. With competitive wages and sign-on bonuses of up to $5,000, now is a perfect time to join the FW Houston family. Call us at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit dynagrowseed.com to learn more.
Taking a look around the area, we have a final to report. It was Valley Heights over Axtell, 59-21. The Nemaha Central Holton game has Nemaha on top at this moment with 1 minute and 21 seconds left, sitting at 31 points to Holton's 27. With 2 minutes and 45 seconds in the game with the Perry the Compton Cause and the Hiawatha Redhawks, it is Redhawks on top, 35 to Cause 33. And taking a look at some of the other games, at the half, it's Troy leading Lynn 33-11. And the third quarter score for the Sabetha-Royal Valley game was Royal Valley 44, Sabetha 31. At the end of the first quarter, Clifton Clyde was leading Donovan West 18-10. Centralia at the half is leading Frankfort 22-20. And in the game that you're listening to right here at Hot Country 93.7, we've got Marhill Mount Academy ladies at 25 points to JCN Lady Chargers 23. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
When the weather takes a turn for the worse, count on Care Radio and MSC News to keep you informed. Find up-to-the-minute closings, cancellations, and postponements on our free regional website, msconews.net. That's msconews.net.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust, community minded, that's my bank.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows around 45 tonight under overcast skies, winds out of the east 10 to 15 miles an hour. Slight chance for isolated showers again with fog early tomorrow, 58. Overcast tomorrow night, isolated rain showers likely, 39. Upper 40s, Sunday, with a slight chance for isolated rain showers. Low 50s, partly cloudy, Monday.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look outside right now, we're sitting at 51 degrees in Atchison, Kansas. It feels like 46 out there with the winds out of the east at 13 miles per hour. Relative humidity is 75%. Dew point 43 degrees and the barometric pressure on the rise at 29.82 inches of mercury. We will be returning to Tom Kautz in just a moment right here at Hot Country 93.7.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gymnasium for second half coverage of your feature game.
Welcome back to Atchison, Kansas. We're a minute into the third quarter, which has begun early. The Ravens have taken 5 3-point shots, have hit none. Jason in one possession, a layup by Langley, and it's a tie game at 25. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph producing and engineering in the studio. Tom Kautz with you here, courtside. It's the Haverty Gym. 6:53 to go in the third. Jason will put the ball in play from the backcourt, and it continues to be obviously what Morehead Mount Academy wants to do, and that is throw the ball from long range. Here's a wild running shot. It's going to roll around to Cook and go in. Keckner with a couple of more. Full court pressure by the Ravens. The defense, they want to play. And now down to four, pushing and shoving and no fouls called. These officials like to call fouls in the first half and called a lot of them. It is 27-25 MHMA. Morehead Mount Academy undefeated, top of the conference. JCN one loss, number two in the conference. Baseline jumper, no good. Rebound, going to be pulled away. Here comes the Ravens. Palming the ball over. Yeah, they're going to call it a travel. The ultimate result, the same. MHMA turns it over. 6:20 to go in the third quarter. 27-25. Clara brings it into Abby. Back to Clara. Ravens up the floor. The feet underneath. Falling away. Langley off the window. Can't get it to drop. Rebound going to be tipped out. It's on the floor. And again, getting undercut. Diving for the ball. So finally, we'll make a jump ball call and not get the foul calls here in the second half that we did in the first. I don't know if the officials had a powwow at halftime and said we gotta be careful. There won't be anybody left because we saw a lot of fouls early in this game. So far though, 2 minutes into the second half, no fouls on either team. Right side, it's gonna be Folsom back in. Here's a three. Panowitz, nope. Rebound Langley. JCN will clear down the basketball. Langley's going to get it away and flying up the court, taking it down the right side, JCN. It's going to be Taylor Schrick, brings it down, comes out on top to Clara. Clara jumps it over to the left side, in the middle, back on top. The shot is up and no good. Rebounding it down, MHMA. Ravens run. The running shot, good for Urban. So Bethany Urban in double figure scoring with 10. And it is now 29-25. Now the Chargers turn it over. We're going to get a foul in the backcourt. For Morehead Mount Academy, it's all about the pressure. And then you just get enough shots off steals to outscore the opponent. Not real difficult to see how this team has won. You press defensively. You either steal the ball or the other team just turns it over. And then you take shots. And if you take enough shots, they're going to fall. And if enough of them fall, you win. Picking a timeout. 5:08 to go in the third quarter. It is now. Morehead Mount Academy 29, Jeff North 25.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
As we return, Ravens are coming to the free throw line, leading at 29-25. Kechner shoots and misses. One more shot. This one shoots and misses. Rebounding it down. Here comes Jefferson County North. Emily Langley coming up with a board and up the floor. That's going to be Taylor. The feed in the middle of Abby to Emily. On the floor once from 13. Missed it. Rebound. Swinging elbows by Urban. Able to sweep it away. And here comes Morehill Mount Academy. In the forecourt with the basketball, they'll go into the lane, multiple steps again, and the shot is up and good. I'll never get used to allowing that. Kechner with two more, and it's now 31-25 at 4.5 to go in the third quarter. Long cross-court pass on the floor once, easy off the window. Folsom did not come up and challenge defensively, just stood back with those two fouls, didn't want to pick up a third. And now on the other end of the court, we will get a foul call. Just reaching in. That will be the second of the game for Taylor Schrick. That is our first second half foul. 4:20 to go in the third quarter. Chase in will bring Laird out of the game and also Riley Thompson out. Ravens with a 4-point lead in the ball. Baseline three, far too strong, and a rebound is going to be out of bounds. It'll belong to Jeff North. Now, checking into the game from our Hermann Academy as Banowitz will exit the floor. That is going to be Hannah Cody. Here comes Chasey in. We are midpoint of the third. And as Clara comes down the court, reaching in from behind, this is no different than we've seen all night, but this time the foul will be called. It is going to be Kechner picking up her first. And now Ravens are going to steal the inbound. Cox will outlet it up the floor to Urban, who crashes in. Is that a charge? They're going to call a block on the other end of the floor. 3:59 to go. Here in the third quarter. Ravens will be putting it to play at their baseline. Comes in, 15-foot shot, missing by Kechner. And rebound pulled down Claire Johnson. Claire will race into the forecourt, taking it down the top. Brings it over to the left edge. Looking into the middle, there's not a lot of room there. And reaching in, Cody knocks down JC and player and picks up the foul. First foul by Cody. Puts Carly Porter on the old hardwood. Here comes JCN. Ball's going to be knocked away, out of bounds. Chargers will be putting it in play once more. Porter's going to do the inbound. This is going to bring her up to the 28-foot mark. 3:44 to go in the third quarter. Out on top, it'll come to Clara. Clara's out there. Taylor Schrick way out over on the right elbow. Feeds in the middle to Langley. Back out on top. Set shot for three. Nope. Rebound. Ravens. 3:20 to play. Here in the third quarter, MHMA, number one team and undefeated in the conference with a 4-point lead. Here's a turnaround shot. Folsom from the baseline. Gets her first field goal of the night with 3 minutes to go in the third. Caitlin Folsom. And now, JCN coming up the court will be called for an infraction, and they're going to turn it back over. And Coach Steve Knoll is going to take a timeout. We're going to take a break with Jeff North. 3:07 to go in the third. MHMA 33, JCN 27.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off-center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Back with you here in the Haverty Gymnasium, where Markhamout Academy at home tonight leads Jeff North 33-27. Urban takes the inbound, brings it up, swings it over to the right side to Cody. Comes out on top. Keckner, Cody, quick jumper, too strong, rebounded down, JCN. Laird comes down with the basketball and up the floor with it. Here comes Jefferson County North. He'll skip past in the middle of Langley. Comes back off on top. Cody reaches in. Nearly pulls an arm off. And now that's about the second or third to reach in. The foul gets called. What happens is you reach in. You think you may have committed a foul, but there's no whistle. So you're like, okay, probably not a foul. So you got to reach in again. You got to push that arm up. You just keep banging and banging until finally that foul gets called. It's going to be two on Keckner. And that inbound to Langley. Now the ball is on the floor rolling around. And now players back on the floor again, and Keckner rolls up on Langley. Emily gets back to her feet, seems to be okay. And Folsom has the shot rejected. And it's going to go out of bounds. It will be Jeff North basketball. With 2 minutes and 22 to go in the third quarter, it's a 33-27 six-point lead for the Ravens here at home. Clara Johnson brings it up the floor. Again, they don't get somebody up the floor to screen off for her. The feed comes in the middle to Laird. She gets triple teamed, shoots through the middle of it, and can't get it to fall. But the follow shot is all up and in by Riley Thompson. 33-29. Inside, two to go in the third quarter. On the right side, it's going to be Cody. The feed underneath. Folsom, air ball, rebound, pull down, JCN. Coming out of the right side by the basketball. Here comes Riley Thompson. She'll get in the forecourt. Clara Johnson. And I almost called her Clara because getting ready to come in, I think it's going to be her sister Karina. So you've got both of them out there. Three-point shot, Clara. Well short. Rebounding it down, MHMA. So the Ravens coming down with the basketball. We're down to a minute and a half to go in the third quarter. They have the ball up four, 33-29. Low-scoring business here in Atchison tonight. Here's a three. That thing went about halfway to the rim and came down. Somebody must have gotten a hand on it because Capri's strong enough to get it to the rim. But that one got not even to the lane. Rebound JCN. Feet in the middle to Abby. And as she goes in, she gets fouled. And that is going to be on Adams. Adams will collect her second foul of the game with a minute 8 to go in the third quarter. Adams gets pulled out of the game. Keckner gets yanked out of the game. And Chase Dean will be bringing it in at their baseline. The shot from underneath misses. The follow shot misses. And the rebound. Scrum for Laird saves it away. Goes down to the baseline. And this time, Cody just tackles Riley Thompson. And Hannah will pick up another foul. That's a couple for her, and they've got JCN in the bonus. Coming to the line for the Chargers, Riley Thompson. Free throw. Yeah. So Riley Thompson puts it up and in. Riley, a sophomore. Second one is going to be short. Rebound, Urban. It's 33-30. Inside a minute to go in the third quarter. Chargers quickly just go down the court. Urban walks it up slowly. Chargers set up in the 2-3. Feed way out on the edge. To the right, it's going to be Folsom. Steps inside, off the block, blocked! And they're going to call a foul on Riley Thompson. Riley had stepped in on Folsom and rejected the shot. And then a follow shot. She commits the foul. Caitlin, good shooter at the free throw line, but that one won't go. So Caitlin Folsom is one of three at the free throw line. This one is good. It is now 34-30. And here's Laird with the basketball. Skips it out on top. Jason will work it over in front of their bench. Again, Abby from 15 gets fouled. She'll come to the line. And that time, Jordan Rink comes in and tries to defend Abby Laird, but just could not. We've scarcely seen Jordan tonight. She was a staple of the team a year ago. Free throw, perfect for Abby Laird. This one off the mark, rebound. Out of bounds. Ravens are going to have it back yet. So Laird hits one of the two, has a half a dozen points. Langley's going to check out and get an extra 19 seconds of rest as we're approaching the end of the third quarter. It's a three-point game. Ravens are going to get a final shot before we go to the fourth. Urban will walk it up the court. The senior point guard, four-year starter. Now the drive. Folsom crashes and charges. Caitlin had made her mind up. She was absolutely going to get to the rim, and it will be her third foul now. Comes out of the ball game. 6 seconds to go, third quarter. So for JCN, an opportunity. They can get the length of the court. Now at midcourt with three and with two, and ball's going to get tied up. He'll come back in and get a JCN at midcourt with two and a half. So you got time to get it in, but you're going to have to not fool around. It comes in all alone. Clara, three. Got it at the buzzer. Clara Johnson. And JCN executed that perfectly. We go to the fourth, and we are tied after three. For Hamad Academy and JCN, deadlocked at 34.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Wow, 34-34 as we go to the fourth quarter here at the Haverty Gym on the campus of Markham Mount Academy in Atchison, Kansas, Northeast Kansas League. Girls High School Basketball. Welcome everybody here on Care Radio. Third three quarters, MHMA led by Capri Kettner. JCN led by Emily Langley. Here we go to the fourth. Pass over to the right side. Ravens have the basketball to begin things. Into the corner. Shot blocked out of the hand of Vanowitz. Then she falls to the floor. Travels. No foul call or no travel called. And now the official's got to call a jump ball. Vanowitz did not get that shot out of her hand before it was rejected and thrown back down. Jane Cena's going to put it in play. And Clara Johnson will bring it up the floor of the senior for Jeff North. Starts left. Comes back right. Working against Keckner. Swings it over to the left side. Here's Laird at the top of the key. Goes right on the floor one time. The shot is up and too strong. Rebound is going to be lost out of play to Morehead Academy. So the Ravens are going to come up with a basketball. 7:20 to go in the game. Here comes Urban. And she's going to take her time, just kind of slowly trudge this thing up the floor. Jumps it over to the left side. There's no hurry. Doesn't have to be in any kind of rush at all. The game is tied. Urban will accelerate to the baseline. Cover shot blocked. Taken away by Langley. Here comes JCN. Put quickly down the right side. Chargers work all the way down toward the baseline. Skips it off the block. The feet in the middle. Abby Laird's shot is up. No good. Rebound. Heckner sweeps it down. Urban again. Walks it up the floor. 6:45 to go. 40 may win this game. 45 will win this game. Here's Heckner right side. Hits the bucket and draws a foul. So the bucket to Heckner and one. Going to be the third foul for Abby. The free throw. In, out, and in. It just hung on the back of the rim. You didn't think it was going to fall through, and it did. It's 37-34. JC is trailing by three as they come up court with it. Pass will swing over to the left side and now back on top. Looking to the middle, no room. Back over to the left side. Out on top to Clara. Back over right edge. Defeat in the middle to Laird. She'll turn from about 13. No. Langley goes up, gets shoved and fouled. It would be Heckner from the front or Folsom from behind. Let's see which one it's going to go against. It's going to go on Heckner. No, it's not. There was somebody coming in from the side. I didn't even see Hope over there getting in that. But they're going to, luckily for MHMA, they're going to call that foul on Banowitz. First free throw does not go in, and neither does the second one. Langley, usually a pretty good free throw shooter, cannot hit either of them, and we're down to 6 minutes to play. Ravens with the basketball, leading it by three. Right side with it is going to be Urban. Passes underneath, and it's going to be stolen away by Jeff North. Stepping in front of Banowitz, James Dean is going to steal the basketball and race it up the floor. Out on top, 15-footer, won't go. Rebound tipped out, and tracked down on the left side, stumbling out of bounds. Is it out of bounds? Is it a foul? This was way confused. He points one way, and then he walks the other. Now some of his teammates are coming over to make sure he's okay. Not too confused about this call. It's going to be Charger basketball. 5:40 left. Ravens still in front, 37-34. I'd like to credit the defenses with the lack of scoring here tonight. Here's a baseline shot. It's going to be deflected. Or you better go back down. MHMA on the other end, blocked out of bounds. Slapped away by Taylor Schrick. Comes back in to get to the Ravens at their baseline. 5:19 to go. All right, so we've been 3 minutes into the fourth quarter. There's been one basket. The feed, Folsom. Twists and turns, can't get inside. Back outside, Urban, no travel. Jump shot, air ball. Follow shot, air ball. Rebound, JC in. Now they're trying to double up the basketball in the backcourt. As Taylor brings it up, it's going to be stolen by Urban and slapped out of her hands by the quick reach of Taylor Schrick. And it's going to come back in to JC in. Langley will come back into the game for head coach Steve Noel, and Gwen Blattner rotate out. 5 minutes to play. The feed underneath is going to be slapped away from Abby Laird and knocked out of bounds to the Ravens. JC will have it again in at the baseline. 4:55 to go in the game. It's going to be a good finish. And it comes, the shot up and good. Langley for two more. Emily Langley, 13. And it's 37-36, and we're going to get a Raven timeout. Taking a break with MHMA. 4:45 to go in the ball game. Ravens 36, or rather, Ravens 37, Chargers 36.
It's a great day at Urban Lawn Care. It's also a great day to rid your home or business of ants, bugs, mice, or other pesky invaders. Urban Lawn Care is licensed and insured to provide pest control and extermination, as well as termite inspections and treatment programs. Call Urban Lawn Care today at 913-367-4478 in Atchison. Urban Lawn Care, ensuring your space stays pest-free.
4 minutes and 45 seconds to play in the girls' game. And don't forget the guys' game is still coming up here this evening. Do not get away. It's going to be some fun in there tomorrow afternoon. We're going to travel over to the Mighty Mist, the Old Man River. Benedictine is going to be in Canton, Missouri. Ladies' game, 2 o'clock. Guys' game at 4 at Culver Stockton. So join us for those two college basketball games. Right now, though, Hope Banowitz will be putting it in play for the Lady Ravens. She'll bring it into Bethany Urban, and JC and settles into the 2-3 zone. We're back underway. 37-36, Ravens in front, and over that zone, another three gets launched, and another three gets missed, and the rebound, Langley. Up the court is going to be Johnson. Clara works toward the top, swings it left, back to Langley. They want Laird in the worst way. Langley's going to jump over her defender and knock it down. Emily Langley, two more. Gives her 15 and gives JCN a 38-37 lead. 4:12 to go. Ravens have the ball to Banowitz. Comes out on top. That's going to be Cox over to the right side. Here's Banowitz, three. Nope. And it is going to be Jeff North basketball. Banowitz gets pulled out of the ball game, and back in is going to come Cody. Worth 7-8 through. 3:50 and rolling along here in the fourth quarter. JCN with the basketball. And now the ball is going to be batted away. Stolen! Nice job by Keckner. She just decided she was going to get the ball and reached in. Did not commit a foul and knocked it away from Taylor Schrick. Back over to the left side, driving in. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4 steps. No whistle. The official does not call that. I got to go to one of these officials meetings. See just exactly what goes on there. 3.5 to go in the ball game. 38-37, Chargers in front. Ravens are putting it into their baseline. Lob it out on top, Keckner. Drives inside, dumps it over to the baseline. Cody wants the shot, can't get it. Goes over to Urban, wants the shot, can't get it. Goes over to Folsom, wants the shot, takes it, missed it. Rebound, Jeff North. Coming up with a basketball from behind. It's going to be knocked away and stolen by the Ravens again. Keckner must be her, like, 30th steal tonight. Jason comes up the floor. Never pays any attention to the trailing defender who comes from behind and dislodges the basketball. Over to the right side, Cody for three. Oh, no. Rebound slapped away, but saved by the Ravens out on top. Urban goes three. This is what they do. No. Rebounded down again by the Ravens. Longo three. Launch. No. Rebounded down. Out of bounds to JCN. JCN puts their defenders beneath the goal for the rebound. Those long threes don't just fall down below the rim. They hit that iron and they carry them, you know, 15 feet away. So MHMA's out on top, turns and gets another shot. And the minute they get the ball, the next shot goes up. 2.5 to go. JCN turns it over. Ravens back down. I'm going to tell you what they're going to do. I haven't seen him much, but they're going to go for a three. And that one will finally go in. Cox will hit the three-point shot. I would love to see the shooting tabulation for this game. The percentage is abysmal, but the number of shots makes it pan out. Now the cross-court pass through traffic gets batted away, saved by JCN. The jumper from the right side rolls in for Riley Thompson. It's a 40-40 game with a minute 57 to go. And we've got a Raven timeout. Timeout of the court. 1:53 to play in this girls' game. Jeff North, MHMA, deadlocked at 40.
The six-pack and a pound is now $2 off at Taco John's. But what's the right occasion to enjoy six crunchy tacos loaded with seasoned beef plus a pound of potato Olay? How about date night, movie night, thousand-piece puzzle night, picnics in the park, picnics in your kitchen, camping, tailgates, anniversaries, bribing friends, bribing pets, bribing yourself, birthdays, holidays, and any day that ends in Y? To name a few. The six-pack and a pound, now $2 off, only from Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
Got a great finish in storm for you here in this women's college basketball game, or girls game here in high school level, with a minute 53 to play. It's a 40-40 game. Morehill Mount Academy is going to be putting it into play. Urban will take it over to the right side to Cody. Now into the corner to Cox. She will come in. Lose the handle. It's going to be stolen. Cox will turn it over. And again, up the floor. I do not understand how JCN does not understand the players are coming up from behind defensively. And now, as they steal the ball, Ravens are going to take a timeout. We're doing it. Taking a break at a minute 38 to go in the game. It is still 40-40.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Minute 38 to go in the ball game. 40-40. MHMA and JCN. Chargers out of the court. Been there forever. Ravens still huddled up over at their bench. And Cody brings it in. Urban brings it up. Back to Cody. And you know, JCN is going to stay in that player D here. You know, the Ravens are going to cut loose with the three as soon as they can. The feet underneath. Shot is up. Kettner took a short shot, and that was way short, about 3-4 feet short. Caught in front of the rim by Claire, who mishandles the ball. Hits it in the middle and takes it back. Claire backs away with a minute 9. It's ACN. We're on a minute off the clock to look for a last shot. They might. Coach Steve Null is going to take this timeout. I think he's considering exactly that. Taking another break, Joseph. With 64 seconds to play, Morehill Mount Academy and Jeff North tied at 40.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
The guys' game still coming up after this one. Ravens game coming up tomorrow afternoon. With the matter at hand, with a minute 4 to go in the game, it's 40-40 between JCN and Morehill Mount Academy. The first matchup between these two teams was 2 months ago on the 5th of December. And MHMA won it 50-40. That is the only JCN conference loss. Chargers are going to bring it in, and Claire Johnson will handle it up on top. Here we go. Inside a minute now. Claire skips it over to the right side to Taylor. To Abby, to feed Emily. That's where you want it. Emily in traffic. Deuce doesn't get it. Rebound. Looking for the ball. It's going to be taken away by Keckner. So now, for MHMA, they're going to get in the 440. Neil Coach is going to take a timeout. Right? 38, 37. Morehill Mount Academy is just going to stand heels in the center circle and run it down, looking for that final long three. 29, 28. One foul in the quarter by each team. Game started off, couldn't take a breath without committing a foul. 20 seconds left. 16, and there's the timeout. So here we go. 16 seconds left. Taking a break. Joseph, we're going to do it. Why not? The score, Morehill Mount Academy and JCN, even at 40.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their Mix 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Tremendous crowd on hand here this evening for what has really developed over the many, many years into an extremely good rivalry in both boys and girls games in the Northeast Kansas League, JCN and MHMA. Here's a scenario, tied at 40 with 16.3 seconds left. Ravens have taken a timeout, and they're going to be putting it in play. You know, looking for the final shot. It'll be Cody to bring it in. Urban is probably, it'll be Urban or Heckner to take this last shot. Urban to the right side, 11. Bounces it down low. The feet in the middle of Folsom, and if we get a foul, we do. That's not bad, 11 seconds, or 7 seconds, a foul on Abby. Going to have to put in play for the Ravens, and this is going to be a little more difficult for them. They're going to take another timeout. Ravens putting it in play, putting it in play. Comes over to the right side. Urban backs away, launches three. It looks good, but isn't. Rebound, save for the Ravens with two, and there's going to be another foul, but it's a foul on the floor, and it's only the third. So again, now for the Ravens, they got to get it in play, get it to an open shooter. 2.5 seconds to get a shot off. This thing's going to go to overtime, Joseph. I'm just giving you the heads up. You thought we were late before? Well, yeah. It's going to be even later. I will be shocked if we don't end up in OT with this one. And we're going to get a timeout, JCN, full timeout. Let's take it. Curious what Coach Steve Nolan is up to. Taking a break. 2.5 seconds to play in the game. Still, we're tied at 40.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Academy, it's going to be 4. They're starting 5 out there. Fanowitz is out and Cody's in for JCN. You're going to have 4 of the starting 5 in a game. You're also going to have Carly Porter out there. Here we go. Ravens putting it up on the plane near midcourt. 2.5 seconds left. The ball comes in. Left side. The running shot at the buzzer's good. Waved it off. A foul occurred prior to the shot. That was a great foul. King foul 4. And now the Ravens have a 1.3 to get it in play. And again, they got another couple of fouls to give. No, wait. This one will be a shooter, won't it? Worth the 5. That's now the new rule. Inbound is stolen. Half-court shot to the buzzer is not close. It's overtime. You can see it coming like a Kenworth. Down a 2-lane highway, Joseph. Taking a break. We'll be back. Going to OT in the ladies' game. We finished regulation tied at 40.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your health care needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
No matter where your home field is, DynaGrow Seed is at home on any acre with a proven track record for consistent performance year after year. DynaGrow delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit DynaGrowSeed.com to learn more.
Well, when you got a couple of evenly matched teams, you look at the score sheet and you say, how's it shaking out? Well, at the half, it was a two-point game for Marham Out Academy. At the end of three quarters, it was tied. At the end of four quarters, it's tied. We're going now to the fifth quarter. Going to OT. It's a four-minute set, Joseph. Here we go. As the ball is up, J.T. will control it down, as they typically do, as Langley will out-jump Folsom for the basketball, and we're back underway. Charges with the basketball, feed it over to Langley, in traffic, goes to Laird, in traffic, shoots it short, rebound, Raven. Abby with only half a dozen points tonight. Here's a pretty prolific score in the middle. Here's a shot for the Ravens for three. Again, that's their stock and store. It doesn't go in, follow shot, doesn't go in. Rebound, Chase Dean comes up with it, and up the floor. 3:20 to go in OT. Chargers with the ball. Each team has had a possession. Neither team has been able to score. Here's Claire with it. Abby, baseline right. Jumper way too hard. Rebound. Players, 1, 2, 3, tumble to the floor. Jump ball called. Possession. Ravens. 3:08 to go. And again, up the floor with the basketball. Left side. Here's another three. And there, finally, one goes down. Who took that shot? That's Cox. And now JCN will throw it away somehow on the upcourt play. .250 to go. So the Ravens sitting pretty. A three-point lead. Control of the ball. And they're not going to shoot the rest of the night. Urban is just going to stand out there up top, patting the top of her head, telling her team, we're not doing anything. We're going to stand here. Hits it to Folsom. Folsom travels with it. Yep. Five dribbling the basketball. Bad combination. Back to JC, and it will come in an unforced turnover by Morehill Mount Academy. 2.5 minutes of play. We'll pass over to the left side. Chargers down three. Chip pass to the middle. Abby from the top. Jumps it to the right. The shot goes up. And a foul is called. And that will put the Chargers on the line. And that is going to be another one on Folsom. I've got her for four. It is her fourth foul to go with her 4 points. The free throw. Perfect. That is the first point tonight for Taylor Schreck. Big one. This one will not go in. Rebound. Morehill Mount Academy. 43-41. 2:10 to play. MHMA with a basketball and up a pair. Comes out on top to Keckner. Self feed right. Little head pick by Folsom. Can't shake Laird. Back over to the left to Keckner. Wants to shoot, then doesn't. Gets it back to Urban with 1:50 to go. And again, MHMA doesn't have to shoot. Now Urban will get it to the baseline, put it up and in for two. Urban. She scored two in the second half and now has two here in the OT. It's 45-41. Laird back to the right side, into the corner, out to the wing. 3-point shot. In, out, no. Rebounding it down. MHMA, and now the Ravens in a good spot. They are up 45-41. And with 1:15 to go, they've got the basketball. The next foul by J.C. and will put MHMA at the free throw line. And we're down to 1 minute to play. Steve Nolan's out there, I'm sure, telling his team, okay, pick who you got to foul. Now the ball is going to be mishandled. It's going to go out of bounds off the foot of Banowitz. And the Chargers are going to have it back in play. 57, 56, 55. Chasing quickly up. Abby Laird in traffic. Gets it up and in anyway. And it's 45, 43. 44 seconds to go. The ball on the floor. And we're going to get a Raven timeout. Take it with the coach. Taking a break. 39.9 to go in OT. Ravens 45, Chargers 43.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community minded, that's my bank.
Catch all the good handy with this, an electric high school basketball excitement coming on here tonight. Great environment with 39.9 seconds to play in the overtime. It's a 45-43 Raven lead, and MHMA putting it in play. Coming in from just across midcourt. And very quickly, we're going to get a foul called, and Bethany Urban probably not the player to send to the free throw line. She is outstanding. It'll be the first foul tonight for JCN's Carly Porter. And here comes Bethany. Bethany has a dozen tonight. Ravens wanting to put a substitution in, but they can't do that until after the first of two free throws. And the first one is right in there. So Bethany's going to hit the first of two, putting her team in front by three at 46-43. Banowitz will come back in. Second free throw, good. 47-43. With 37 seconds to go. Here come the Chargers. Taylor Schrick will bring it down, stop at the top, swings it over to the left side. It went inside to Abby, can't get it there, bring it back out on top. Tom's getting away, 25, baseline runner, nice. Quick two-point shot by JCN. It's good by Clara Johnson. And we're going to get a Charger timeout. Just let's hang on to it. I'm wearing you out, wearing out the buttons, wearing out that reel-to-reel tape that we got. Did we ever get the cassettes? Well, anyway, 22.9 seconds to play in the overtime period here in the ladies' game. A lot of strategy going on out here right now. JCN has committed five team fouls. And so on each subsequent foul, Morehead Mount Academy is coming to the free throw line. Conversely, the Ravens have only committed two fouls in the fourth quarter. And you see, overtime is an extension of the fourth. So whatever you've done in the fourth, this just kind of adds to it. So only two fouls, not many. Considering how these teams are fouling on almost every breath of the first half, fouls at halftime absolutely stopped. I mean, brick wall, line of demarcation, no advance beyond that. There were just no second half fouls at all. Guys, game coming up after this one should be equally entertaining. JCN is 8-5 and 6-3. MHMA is 9-3 and 6-2. So again, almost identical records for the guys. And coming out of the timeout, here we go. Ravens, as quickly as they get the ball in play, they're going to be fouled. And it's going to put Cody at the free throw line. Hannah's a tremendous free throw shooter. So she's going to step up there. takes her time, eyes it up, a confident air, and it's just short. See if she gets a little more muscle on the second one. That's in. So Cody will hit one of two, and that is her first point tonight. How about that? Putting the Ravens up by three. It is 48-45. Chargers are going to bring it up, and the Ravens, for the first time, nearly at least, do not play full court defense. Urban is going to reach up and commit a quick foul, and that is only team foul three. So what MHMA is happy to do is commit fouls pretty quickly. Look to put the Ravens, if they have a free throw line, not give them that three-point shot. Back out on top. They need the three. 9 seconds. They're wasting too much time. 7 seconds. Somebody's got to shoot. Now Clara, a wild shot, missing badly. Rebound is going to go out of bounds, and the Ravens are going to win this. JCN does not execute on their final possession of the game. They do not get a shot taken. Trailing by three. And the Ravens were only too happy just to chase them around and let them burn down the clock. 2 seconds left. Riley Cox, who came in here this season for the first time, puts it in, and that's going to do it. Final score tonight, Ravens 48, Chargers 45, and we'll be back right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on, coming up right after this.
When you visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Interesting ball game in game one tonight that goes to overtime. MHMA winning it by three. Scoring recap for JCN. Emily Langley, 15. Claire Johnson, 11. Abby Laird with 8. And 5 for Riley Thompson, 1 for Taylor Schrick. For MHMA, your UMB player of the game, Capri Kechner with 20. Also in double figures, you've got Bethany Urban, 14. Riley Cox, 9. Hope Banowitz hit a basket. Caitlin Folsom in tonight with 4. And Hannah Cody knocked in a point. We'll be back. Guys, game coming up next. Durham's two teams are out on the floor warming up. So don't go far. Men's high school basketball coming up shortly. With that said, we're kicking up.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and our post-game show featuring the Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.